to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and we are live with you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, on this Friday, 24th of August, 2007. On today's program, I have got a bundle of information to go through, and we will do that and kick that off right after the first break here. Looks like Fox News is at it again. You know, they were the cheerleaders for George Bush and the war in Iraq. Well, they're doing the same thing for the impending war in Iran. Meanwhile, Bush is traipsing around the country and saying there'll be no pullout from Iraq while I'm president. Well, there's a cure for that one. And I'm sure he's got in his mind that, well, if there's martial law declared in this country, I become president and there are no 2008 elections. The other is, if your little keister is impeached, I don't think they would allow you to be president of the United States from a jail cell for treason. And, of course, Chertoff, geez, you know, they say the eyes are the windows of the soul. Have you ever taken a good look at Michael Chertoff? I don't know what is planted on the front of that guy's skull, but he looks like a skull himself. He looks like the devil. When you look into those eyes... My mother used to say, and I can't use the terminology she would say, but along the lines of the eyes being the windows of the soul, when she would see people that were shifty or, you know, and you can see it, you know, you can read people's eyes. You know, it's a talent that we have, and we have a tendency not to use that. And body language, us being the higher elevated animals on this planet, we all have instincts, and we have a tendency to ignore those. You know, the furtive eye glances, when you're having a conversation with somebody, they won't look you directly in the eye. You know, and I mean, there's tons of examples of that. But my mother said that, you know, the eyes are the windows of the soul, and take a look at that. Those eyes, those look like two pee holes in the snow at night. Okay, so, I mean, I saw a picture of Chertoff the other day, and I looked at this guy, and I thought, man, this guy could have been in the Politburo. He could have been in the KGB, or he could have been in the Stasi in East Germany. He could have been anything. I mean, let's superimpose a little SS Waffen, little Nazi outfit on the guy. I mean, he would... put little round glasses on, he'd fit right in. Well, Mr. Chertoff is saying that he's going to punish the states that won't get on board with the Real ID Act. I hope there's room in that jail cell with you, with Mr. Bush as well. And we've got some sound clips, and, you know, we've talked about this for a number of years, folks, on the issue of tracking and tracing things, supposedly for our own security. Well, in an airport down in San Antonio, and of course, every airport now is an international airport, I'm going to play about a minute and a half clip where it's suggested that, well, to go to the extreme, we might have to chip the baggage handlers, you know, the ramp rats that work for us and the concession people. We just might have to put a chip in them. We'll play you that clip as well. All right, we'll kick this off, this Friday edition of the National Intel Report, after this short break for the network. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This clip I'm going to play for you is from the San Antonio International Airport, David Herbert. In the clip, it does not describe who David Herbert is, but I'm going to make the assumption, and I think this is correct, that he's probably the manager of the San Antonio International Airport. And he's not exactly down with the CHIP plan, but you need to hear the report for itself, because we've told you before, ladies and gentlemen, that any new technology, and it doesn't matter what it is, any new technologies, just like anything else in life, can be good used for the good of the people, or it can be used for evil purposes. You know, the old track and control grid. Just like the argument over gun control. You know, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. And the creative people that are out there that are criminals that are just out of control or have no regard for human life, if you take their guns away from them, what will they use? They'll use Louisville sluggers, knives, anything, you know, to bludgeon you to death or cut you open or whatever. I mean, it is just that way. It is human nature. So at any rate, I don't think David Herbert is exactly, I want to be fair to this guy down at the San Antonio International Airport. It doesn't sound to me as if he's down with the plan.
Metal detectors, liquid bands, random bag checks. As passengers, we've come to expect tight security measures associated with flying. Soon those measures will extend beyond those just taking off to include those who never leave the airport. San Antonio International officials tell KINS 5 Congress is putting into motion measures that will ensure airport employees are subject to stricter security checks. Selena Hernandez joins us live from the airport with a KINS 5 exclusive. Selena?
Chris, right now all airport employees must pass a police and FBI background check. Soon, those checks could include something a little more intrusive.
At San Antonio International Airport, officials here await the arrival of stricter security measures. Not for passengers, rather airport employees.
This would be a huge step as far as the amount of background checks that we're going through. This would kind of open it up to a lot of different areas that we don't currently have in place.
Members of Congress are currently debating how to keep closer tabs on those who have access to secured areas, meaning everyone from restaurant employees to airline mechanics could soon be subjected to more rigorous background checks.
We're just kind of waiting to see what they come up with. It's fairly early in the process.
Under discussion, a check of an employee's credit history, search of their bags and property before entering secured areas, and perhaps the most extreme measure, the use of biometric readers for fingerprints and eyes, even possibly a chip implant. An idea we're told more than likely won't fly.
Before they ever got to the chip in the hand or anything like that, we feel like they would probably opt for a less intrusive way of going about it.
Again, those measures are still under congressional discussion. We're live at the airport. Selena Hernandez, KINS 5 Eyewitness News.
Selena Hernandez. Well, thank you for that report, Selena's Hernandez. At any rate, there is all sorts of reasons that they want to use biometrics. And we've covered this issue extensively. Whether it's RFID tags, stuff sewn into clothing, stores that want to use this to track their purchases and basically people, you know, profiling consumer habits, you name it, to RFID tags alongside of roads. They have programs for that as well. And we're not talking about the system, the easy tag system that they have for using tollways or whatever. No, we're talking about every single vehicle out there, them being able to track and trace your every move. And it's fascinating to me that the people that just don't have the wherewithal to figure that technology unto itself is not necessarily dangerous until it's used by dangerous people to the ends of curtailing your freedom of movement and your basic liberty. You know, it's nobody's business where you go, what you do, what you buy, how you do it, where you do it, and how often that you do it, whatever it is that you're doing. It's just none of their damn business. And that's never been a concept here in the United States. But, of course, under the guise of freedom equals safety, you know, we're going to keep you as free. And the argument that's always put out, you know, we've got to strike a balance. We're going to give you this draconian crap. We're going to dump it in your lap, and then we want you to debate the issue of how far too far is or how much is too much, where the arguments themselves are frivolous in a lot of people's eyes. And this whole thing is centered around the sense that we have to protect every man, woman, and child again in this country against terrorism, when in fact, I think the only thing we're actually doing is creating a new brand of terrorists by attacking people that shouldn't be attacked. By the way, the numbers, speaking of attacking people that shouldn't have been attacked, it's official, the numbers of dead in Iraq is over 1 million people. This is what we've been reporting to you for quite some time. And there's little blurbs and blips that are coming out of mainstream media just around the periphery, just around the edges. We don't want to make this a central point because, after all, George Bush just declared that there's not going to be any pullout in Iraq until the job's done. Well, explain to me exactly what the job is. Now, he went so far, and I'm going to cover this article in this hour, he went as far as comparing this to Vietnam, and that our pullout in Vietnam caused the deaths of many people, the Khmer Rouge, the killing fields, all of that. Well, we can't ask Lyndon Johnson, the guy that got us into this. You know, and this has been speculation as to one of the reasons why John F. Kennedy was killed. Not only because he slapped the bankers in the face, he kind of piddled on the doormat of the CIA, telling those fine folks, I want to spread you to the four winds. I want to pull the advisors out of Vietnam before we get into something we're going to be sorry for. And then we got all of that package and more with the second part of the New Deal with Lyndon Baines Johnson. I think this guy, along with many other past presidents, they should be stricken from U.S. history. They should be flushed down the memory hole. But the argument is put out there, and it's testing the barometer to see how well the propaganda is working on the populace in this country as a whole. How much are you willing to take? Well, in regards to somebody like Michael Chertoff, I can tell you the resistance to people like him and George Bush and Dick Cheney or anybody else, the resistance is going to far outlast their tenure in whatever official position they find themselves here in this country. The Real ID Act that was passed in 2005, the Department of Homeland Security Chief Michael, and somebody called in here, and I hope I get this right, the Crypt Keeper, the Vault of Horror. I think this used to be maybe a TV show or something. What's that?
Tales from the Crypt?
No, it was the Vault of Horror was the show, but at any rate, somebody called into the office and said that that's what Michael Chertoff looks like. You know, folks, don't get me wrong. I don't want to go down the Sean Hannity name-calling here. I mean, let's face it, we're born uniquely in how we look. But the temptation is great when we got evil people that could very easily slide into a devil's costume and look right at home. I can't resist, and I make no apologies anyhow. In the real show of defiance, more than half the nation's states have passed a proposed legislation opposing the Real ID Act. Somebody the other day was clamoring for solutions. Well, if you look hard enough, the steam has not quite been built up yet. But what we've been laying down for a number of years is starting to strike the core of the American people. We have not worked in vain. It's just some people are getting a little antsy as to this is not moving quick enough, including from time to time, yours truly. I get just as exasperated as you do out there. At any rate, in a real show of defiance, more than half the nation's states have passed or proposed legislation opposing the Real ID plan in some way or another. Now, this plan requires issuing the new federal driver's licenses for all drivers by the year 2013 and would link state driver's license databases in one huge federal database. Now, in response to state opposition, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has issued a threat saying that the Real ID cards would be mandatory for all federal purposes when it comes to domestic traveling in order to coerce these rebellious states into complying. Federal purposes include boarding an airplane, walking into a federal building, or a nuclear facility. Yeah, I do that every day. I mean, my life is just not whole if I don't visit a nuclear facility at least one time a week. Or picketing at one's favorite national park. You see, you're going to have a real ID if you want to get out there and protest. In a speech last week to the National Conference of State Legislatures in Boston, Chertoff said citizens in states that don't comply with the new rules will have to use passports for federal purposes. This is not a mandate. A state doesn't have to do this. But if the state doesn't have, at the end of the day, at the end of the deadline, Real ID compliant licenses, then the state cannot expect that those licenses will be accepted for federal purposes. Now, let me stop here. Because what he is saying here is whatever they deem for a federal purpose, and it may be boarding an Amtrak train today, certainly the airlines, any public transportation mode that they designate that it has to be used, well, that's going to be mandated. And in short here, what they're doing is the encroaching federalism here in this country for any purposes they seem fit. You know, to impose on us. And that's the new regime. We come up with the idea, we're going to shove it down your throat, we're going to penalize you if you don't like it, and we're going to make your life miserable. We'll take the break here. I want to do a little recap in the body of this article and the arguments that I had with the wonderful security at the airport here in Austin, Texas.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring.
As I said in that speech to the National Conference of State Legislature in Boston, he's just saying this is not a mandate. But he went on to say that the cards are essential to national security because there are presently 8,000 types of identification accepted to enter the United States. I didn't know there was 8,000 different types of identification. In order to enter in the United States, I only knew of one, passport. I don't know where the other 7,999 come from, but he says, for terrorists, travel documents are like weapons. It is simply unreasonable to expect our border inspectors to be able to detect forgeries on documents that range from baptismal certificates, and I didn't know you could get in this country the baptismal certificate, from small towns in Texas to cards that purport to reflect citizenship privileges in a province somewhere in Canada. Of course, it's unreasonable for border inspectors to inspect over 8,000 types of IDs. Those suspected of faked or forged documents shouldn't be allowed into the country in the first place. But he's really not talking about people from Texas or Canada. Chertoff's proposed rules are meant for law-abiding American citizens who are already here, not for those who are trying to enter the United States surreptitiously. Now, since when has boarding an airplane on a commercial airliner become a federal purpose? When is going on a picnic on land that supposedly belongs to all taxpayers a federal purpose? Is visiting a nuclear power plant owned by a private company also a federal purpose? Because the Real ID Act falls under the Department of Homeland Security, there is literally no legislative oversight. DHS assumes total control. This is a direct frontal assault on our civil liberties. And again, I don't know what civil liberties are, but for the sake of this article and being correct. And on states' rights as well, and early indication of just how far Chertoff and his cohorts will go in order to make Americans surrender their liberties in exchange for a false sense of security. You know, I told you folks, I went down with my wife to Fort Myers, Florida, a couple of weeks ago. Her father is in poor health, and since we lost Jack Otto, Sandra's father is suffering the same type of ailment. So she felt compelled to go down, and as well as I. But going down there, I had an expired driver's license by a couple of weeks. And Delta Airlines didn't have any problem with passing me through the ticket counter. You know, we did the little computer thing to get the e-tickets and all that. But when I got to the Transportation Authority checkpoint, I was rebuffed and turned away. It says, well, you can't get on board any aircraft unless you have current ID. And I said, well, look, was I dead when I took this picture for the driver's license? I just got a stupid look on the TSA personnel's face. And I said, the driver's license might have expired, but I didn't die when it expired. I was alive when this picture was taken. This is a valid ID. So you're not going to, well, you'll have to just go get another driver's license. And I said, really? In time for my flight that's leaving in 25 minutes? Or if you presented an original birth certificate, I'm so old, I think it probably disintegrated so many years ago, I probably couldn't find it if it even still existed. They won't accept a copy on that. So the intrusion factor continues. Now, I want to play a clip here by Lou Dobbs on another issue of wanting biometrics or possibly maybe even a chip for these people. I mean, after all, aren't chips the logical way to go? I mean, they've got them down to the point that they're way smaller than even a grain of sand now. So, I mean, isn't that the logical thing? I mean, fingerprints are, you know, they can be smudged, or biometrics on the eyeballs, you know. Why don't we just get this over with? Because we're heading into a cashless society. See, if you had the proper chip, folks, you wouldn't even have to present plastic at a checkout at a grocery store. You could just scan your forehead or your forearm. It's not funny. But that's where all this is all heading. So there are so many things, you know, that would satisfy ambulance drivers. You know, if you had any reactions to medications, they could have a little scanner there. They could read your information. I mean, wouldn't this be great that they're finding a near or dying person alongside the roadside due to a traffic accident, and they could just scan them to get all the pertinent information? And when you look at this, the argument might be made, well, that sounds practical to me. The only problem is with the sharing of information, who has it? And the overall impact of this is it is for your safety, whether your personal health or, you know, flying on an airplane. My God, we want to make sure Al-Qaeda is not flying with you. I'll tell you what, I'd feel safer on an aircraft in the United States today flying with Al-Qaeda members on board the aircraft than I do with these tyrants we have in Washington, D.C. That's a heck of a statement to make, but it's true. Let me play the clip here from Lou Dobbs on the biometrics that 150,000 workers are going to have to eventually be required to use to do their jobs dockside.
Parts of our nation's infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security says it will implement a program designed to provide secure identification for all truck drivers and dock workers at all U.S. ports. But as Bill Tucker reports, questions remain about just how realistic a March deadline is for this heightened port security.
By the end of March, the Department of Homeland Security says it...
Let me hold this story. I didn't realize. I should look at the atomic clock on the wall, shouldn't I? No, you should be over there banging on the glass going, cut, cut. All right. We'll play it in its entirety. Hey, it's a Friday, folks. We'll play it in its entirety right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, as G. Gordon Liddy once said, without the commercial crass commercialism, we'll get the Lou Dobbs piece in here uninterrupted. About 2 minutes long.
Parts of our nation's infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security says it will implement a program designed to provide secure identification for all truck drivers and dock workers at all U.S. ports. But as Bill Tucker reports, questions remain about just how realistic a March deadline is for this heightened port security.
By the end of March, the Department of Homeland Security says it will have issued secure identifications to 150,000 workers at the ports of New Jersey and New York. It is a development the Regional Port Authority welcomes. Quote, "We are pleased the program is moving ahead. We've been calling for this measure for some time." The plan is to roll out the new measures nationally over the next 18 months. As part of this program, all dock workers and truck drivers servicing the docks will undergo lengthy background checks. Anyone convicted of espionage, sedition, treason, or terrorism will be permanently disqualified, as well as those who've been convicted of murder, unlawful possession of explosives, or making threats to a public place. Being an illegal alien will also disqualify a worker. Other crimes can make a person ineligible, such as drug selling, robbery, sexual abuse, but there is an appeals process for those crimes. Many trucking companies and port operators were overwhelmed with the program, leading the International Longshore and Warehouse Union to say, quote, "We don't know the details of this program. The 469 pages of regulation were just published, and we are in the process of reviewing them." And then there is the question of the cards themselves. They're designed to contain biometric identifying data, but there will be no readers at the ports to read the data. The Coast Guard says it will deal with that issue by conducting random checks of ports with mobile card readers. And then there's the question of cost. Each card is expected to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $140 to $160, a cost that right now is expected to be paid by the workers, Lou, and not by the companies.
Oh, another unfunded mandate on people. But, of course, we won't have any card readers out there. We're just going to have the Coast Guard running at random checking people's IDs. Makes sense to me. See, this is all incrementalism, folks. They've been dying to do this for a number of years. And in my little experience at the Austin Bergstrom International, here we go again with the international, I guess if you can land a plane anywhere in this country, you're now considered to be an international airport because the globalists want it that way. That's why all the airports were renamed that way, by the way. At any rate, you know, they got really highly upset. You know, I was put in the penalty box once again. Not only was I forced to take my shoes off, not only was I wanded, not only did I have to take my belt off, but I had to have some TSA clown. And I will admit one thing. They're getting rid of the lowlifes that they initially hired. Now they look more like normal U.S. citizens, but operating under communistic rule of some sort. But at any rate, at least the personnel themselves, they're going after a higher grade of personnel. But what really upset me about this is it was the physical patting down. And while I'm doing this, this TSA guy, I would say he was in his 50s, and he saw that I was upset, and he kept bobbing his head in front of my face going, "Smile." I said, "Is that an order?" "Well, no sense in taking that kind of attitude." I said, "Have you lost your mind?" I said that loud enough that about 500 people heard it, and everybody kind of stopped and looked. I said, "You're telling me to stand here and smile while you're physically putting your hands on me? And you're telling me to smile?" I said, "Have you lost your mind?" "Well, I'm just doing my job." And I said, "That's what the argument was at the Nuremberg trials when the Nazis went on trial." "Well, that's ridiculous." I said, "So are you." He looked at me and says, "You know, you don't have to fly today." And I turned and looked at him. I said, "You don't have to live." And he got this look on his face, and he considered for a moment asking me if that was a direct threat to him. And if he were to ask me, I would say that, you know, you can either live or die. I don't give a damn. But to ask me or look at me and make the statement that, well, because I'm not smiling and I'm not following your cues on how I should conduct myself personally while I'm being frisked down by you, you little Nazi. I mean, I almost lost it, but my wife had already gone through the checkpoint, and that flight was due to leave. And I don't think there were any other flights leaving that day. So for the sake of getting on board this plane, I sat there and let this clown run his hands all over my body. I mean, that's getting a little bit too close. And again, it's the varying degrees. See, all this is incrementalism, folks. All of it. Your kids are going to have to be tagged. Everything is going to have to be tagged. I don't care if it's a can of peas in the grocery store, or I don't care if it's you going through a checkpoint. It does not matter. Let's go to the phones. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. I don't know why kids would be tagged, because especially white kids, I think they're going to sit there and want to know and ask, and including younger adults like myself, want to know why we have to be tagged, why we let any third world crap come over the border and rape and kill and go back and forth.
Well, that's
you
part
know,
and parcel of the reason.
Sense. What kind of dictatorship would make sense like that? Hitler never had that in Germany, right?
Well, I mean, they didn't. Well, let me put it to you this way: they didn't have the technology then.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, but I'm sure if the technology was available, he might have used it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he might have, but I don't think he would make sense of having every third world, every race of every third world crap coming in out of Germany.
Well, here, and whether it's Nazi Germany or Pol Pot or, you know, Joey Stalin over there in Russia during and after World War, it doesn't matter. Here, the concept and the precept of law inside this country is that you're innocent until proven guilty. What they are doing right now is making yourself, through their mechanizations and their bureaucracies and their data banks and everything else, is at least superficially and temporarily, you're proving yourself not to be guilty because you're not on their database.
Right.
You're not red flagged yet. And that's what I told this TSA employee. I mean, I was in the man's face and thoroughly disgusted. He walked away from me not knowing what to do, whether to crap go blind or wind his wristwatch or just go get drunk.
You have a gun on you, too? Are you allowed to have a gun on? Do you have a gun on?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you can't. Okay.
No, you can't even take bottles of shampoo more than 3.5 ounces. And they can't make up their minds of whether they want you to pull your shoes off or not. Because the last trip I took coming back into Bergstrom down here in Austin, I was told in an airport in another state, well, TSA is no longer making you take your shoes off. When I hit Bergstrom, they made me take my shoes off. And I said, wait a minute. I said, where are the guidelines? And I said, on any given day, these change. They couldn't even tell me when the order was rescinded, when it was reinstated, who's making the order, where it applies, and whatever else. They don't know. They don't care.
Right. Well, it's still kind of, the whole thing is just to also, it's not just what you're saying about unconstitutional. It's also very backward and twisted. Because you realize we let any shit come in this country, left and right. That's okay to take anybody's jobs, kill, rape. I mean, yeah, that Jew Morris Deese, he gave in a lawsuit, try to give guy his farm.
Morris's crimes go pale in compared to this guy.
I know, but he had the nerve to try to think this couple of guys should lose his farm to some illegal S coming on his property, shooting on him and whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing is, I was going to write in my book with America, is that unlike other countries that do have a nationalist, totalitarian stuff that had that kind of system, America's would be very twisted because unlike Germany or Italy, it would at least be for their own people and nation. Everything here would be, if it doesn't center around religion and morality with sex and all that crap that the Europeans don't, then it would center around, we'd have a dictatorship, but our dictatorship would be against our own people and our own culture and race. It would be, you know, everything to make it terrible for their own people within.
Well,
but,
and you got to be careful.
I mean,
Henry, Henry, when you go down that rabbit hole here about race, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, to me, that's not even in the equation. Because, you know, obviously, okay, are you a white guy, Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, you were born a white guy.
Right.
There are many people in this country that weren't born white people, but that doesn't exclude them from the same process that many of us have been enjoying in this country for, nigh on a couple hundred years. You can't muddy this issue with race, because all of a sudden what happens is your argument starts to be stripped and pared away that you're some kind of flipping racist. To do that just adds fuel to their argument on their side.
Well, race
doesn't have a damn thing to do with this.
Oh, to a point, yeah, but the fact that we got open borders and we're going to make a totalitarian tag dictatorship in prison for our own citizens in our country.
Right.
But anybody that comes here, and also anybody that comes here from Europe, too, that's another thing, too. If they overstay your visa, you're arrested. But the whole Latin America and anything else for all the sweat and labor and junk, they could come in and do what they want as they please.
Yeah.
Drugs, AK-47s, anything else.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
All right.
Hitler didn't have that even in Germany, as bad as he was. I hate to tell you, but that.
But like I said, if the technology was available, the question is whether Hitler would use it or not. He probably would have.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
That wouldn't shock me.
Okay, Henry.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Appreciate it. Yeah, folks, this, you know, I saw in its entirety, I think there was four pieces to this on HBO. the Spike Lee film on Katrina and the aftermath down in New Orleans. And it's about 3 hours, 45 minutes, maybe 4 hours long, and I watched the entire thing the other day. And there was something that struck me out of that was that the way the news was reporting the people that were stuck down there, the Ninth Ward completely wiped out. And the majority of these people were black. And for once in my life, I actually agree with something that Al Sharpton said. He says, where in God's name are they getting the tag that these people are refugees? And they did interviews with people down there. And they had heard that nationwide they're being called refugees. They said, we're United States citizens. We've got a constitution here. Refugee, that status is used for third world countries or whatever. People that have been dispossessed and displaced, those are refugees. Not when a hurricane hits and you get flooded. You're not a refugee. They were calling them homeless. They were calling them refugees. They were calling them a number of things. No, they were U.S. citizens is what they were, with full rights. See, and I'm going to tell you something. And, Henry, I want to speak to your point here and what I said about, you know, race is not an issue here. Because everything that's dividing us right now, to overcome the monster that we're seeing and we're feeling right now, we've got to pull together. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to do a major transformation, that somehow I'm going to become accepting of every bit of garbage that comes down the road. But I'm saying as an overall game plan, that any time that you start mixing race into anything, you are just giving the opposition ammunition to shoot you down with. Either we are going to pull together in this country as citizens of this country, and we are going to maintain a constitutionally limited republic, or we're not. There has got to be a standard from which all of us work from. And I know all the arguments about the United States Constitution. I know all the arguments. I've heard them all. But if we don't have a standard, something of which we can work from, we're in a lot of trouble. And I'll give you a prime example of this. It is when they wanted to do and there's no other term to use, but the fast pass to all the illegals with their Immigration Reform Act. This rattled people's cages. I don't care what color you were. I don't care what your income status was. I don't care what your political affiliation was. Everybody almost simultaneously said, what? You want to do what? You want to give amnesty to how many millions? And this is when they were already setting the game up and lying to begin with by saying there's only 12 million or so people in this country, or so. How about maybe three times or greater that number, 36 to 42 million illegals in this country as we speak, with still a half a million of the clowns pouring across the border every single year? Well, we all now know why George Bush has not sealed that border. That's because it's part of the SPP thing to move labor from country to country with no hassles at all. Now, there are other mitigating factors there, but that is the major one. Incrementally chipping away, just chipping, chipping, chipping. Bill in Missouri. Hello, Bill.
How you doing there, John?
Hi.
Can I get a little personal here on the phone with you?
Well, I don't know. How personal do you want to get, Bill?
Well, I tell you what. I live here in St. Louis. And let me tell you, life here is getting a bit unlivable. I'm finding I've been looking for a job for about 6-7 months now, and it is absolutely amazing. I can't believe it. I can't find a job.
What do you do?
Well, I've done a lot of things in my life.
No, the ones that you'll admit to on the air, Bill.
I'm 54 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've run warehouses, I've run factories, I've had my own businesses,
mm-hmm. So you're a pretty well-rounded. I'm like you. I've probably had more jobs than people have had changes of underwear in their life.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've been a musician, a vocalist, a performer for many years.
Okay, so you're a well-rounded person.
Right. Okay. I rewrote a couple of books that got published. I toured the country promoting the books at in expos and did public speaking and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a few years ago, I took a truck driving course, and I drove a truck for a while. But I couldn't adjust to living in a truck and being out on the road 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks at a time, you know. Anyway, now I've been looking for a job for 7 months, and it's incredible. The old-fashioned way of looking for a job is out the door. You have to go online and fill out applications online. I've gone to employment services. I've been looking everywhere, and I'm running out of money. And I'm down to the point where I could lose my home. I can't afford to drive my van.
Bill, hang on a second here. Yeah, cost of gas. Well, aren't you relieved it came down about 10 or 15 cents?
Oh,
don't you feel good?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. Hang on a second, Bill. I got to take this break. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We'll be right back. right, we're back.
Bill, sorry about the crass commercial interruption there, but go ahead.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. Savings are gone, and bills are piling up. I can't afford to drive your van. And it's just incredible. All the good jobs seem to have vanished. So the higher end jobs are gone. The lower end jobs, it's amazing. All the Mexicans that are here that are finding employment. We have in the town of Bridgeton here, as part of St. Louis County, we have three new Mexican supermarkets.
See.
You know, three little Mexican supermarkets that I guess they cater to the illegals. Who else could they cater to?
Bill, do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Well, I was going to make the suggestion that if you wanted to work for a pittance, then maybe you can down there compete with the illegal Mexican labor market.
Yeah. I'm about ready to I don't know what I'm ready to do. It's getting pretty unbearable, unlivable here. The hoops that you have to jump through to find employment. I'm just wondering how long that the American people are going to stand for what's going on.
We're still in the process of teaching them how they arrived at where they're at today. See, we're telling them, we're just dropping in to tell them what condition their condition is in.
I know, but I mean, It's getting incredible. I mean, it's just amazing. I am ready to just sell out my house and hit the road, get me some arms, hit the road, go find me some resistance movement somewhere. You know,
the only thing, Bill, that's going to get you is dead, and you'll be a movie of the week. That's about the only thing, and if that is going to be your gratification factor for all the frustration that you're feeling, yeah. I can't be of any help to you. You're worth a heck of a lot more, not only to yourself but other Americans, if you do the walking and talking. Now, I don't have any magic bullets here to fix your life because you sound like you're in pretty dire straits, but that's not an option. I mean, going postal is not an option. That's what they want us to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And justifiably, in our own minds, maybe we'd be justified in doing so. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did the founding fathers do when they threw off King George? They sit around and have debates that, well, we've got to do this peacefully.
Yeah, but the thing is that I've been listening to RBN. I've been listening to Alex Jones now for 4 or 5 years, and I just keep seeing things getting worse and worse. And worse, and I don't see any.
I'm here. I hate to depress you even further than you already are, but right. I got news for you. It's going to be a lot worse before it gets any better.
Yeah.
So if you think things are bad now,
mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on, hang on, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I wanted to vent a little bit here.
Well, that's not a problem.
But I wish the American people would wake up. I mean, there's a lot of them out there that think they're part of the system, that think that everything is okay. And I guess if they're working, they got a job, and they're paying their bills, they're not worried about anything.
Well, they're not worried about you because it hasn't hit them yet.
Exactly.
That's when they'll start to worry. Hey, Bill, I got to run. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you. I want to say something about that. We're hard up against the break here. When we get back, we'll continue with your phone calls. It is an open phone Friday, folks. 800-313-9443. More news and information and your calls into the next hour. We'll do that right after the short break, top of the hour.
It's true.